Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Hei. So the Gemara has been discussing over the last couple of Dafim the Malacha of Schita, which is a Tolda of Dosh. It's a type of a Mefarik. You're squeezing out Mashke, juice, liquid, from an Eichel, from a fruit. And we get to the bottom of Kuf Mem Hei Amar Aleph. The Gemara brings a member of Rav. B'Shem Rav. Amar Rav Chia Bar Ashi Amar Rav Dvar Teira Ein Echayiv El Al Drisas Zesem Anavim Elvar Midai Raisa. The only types of fruits that you're going to be chayiv on mishum schita are zesim and anavim. Now, why is that? So there are two tzadim that are brought down in the Achreinim, who are medayik and the Rishainim, two different understandings. And one of them is Rashi right here. Rashi says, Dvar Torah, the reason why only derichas, zesim and anavim are asur, Rashi says, shar derichas lavur chayu bahachi, v'lav malachihi. Other derichas, pressing other types of vegetables, other types of fruits, is not a malacha, because it's not orche, it's not normally done. And the Achreinim Medayik in Rashi, if you'd find fruits that the derech is to do schita on them, then that perhaps could be chayiv midai raisa. And they mention perhaps oranges and grapefruits, bizman hazeh, are going to be also midai raisa. But the Prima Gadim, in his psicha to Simen Shen Chaf, is Medayik in the Ran on the Rif, and the Ran in his Chidushim, that the reason why only Zesim and Anavim are asur midai raisa is because what comes out of other fruits is not mashke. Not because it's not the derech. Even if it is the derech, what comes out is not mashke. And therefore, you're not doing mefarik. Mefarik has to be that you're squeezing out mashke from an oichel. And like we mentioned, the nafkamina lahalacha would be if perhaps squeezing oranges and grapefruits would be asur midai raisa or midai rabbanan. And the truth is, we find that Rashi is l'shitasai on this amr. Rashi explains that the reason why kvashim are putter when I squeeze them out lime mayen for their juice, Rashi says in the Brahmaschal putter, she'ein ze mefarik, she'ein ha-mashka hazeh yotze min ha-kvashim, shalagodal b'teichon. This mashka is not being yotze from the kvashim because they weren't gadal b'teichon, meaning they're not originally from this fruit. They were put in. They were soaked in this brine. You had these vegetables that were soaking in this brine, and that's how the juice ended up inside the vegetables, and now you're squeezing it out, that's not going to be called mefarik. And Tosfos asks on Rashi, from a Gemara that we learned on Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, where the Gemara says that you can't stick a shmata into the bottom of a barrel of wine in order to stuff it up, is because it's a gzeira of Shema Yischait. And Tosfos asks that according to Rashi, if the reason why when a person squeezes out kvashim l'memeyen, it's not asur midei raisa, it's because something which didn't grow, didn't come initially from the fruit itself, is not asur midei raisa. So what's the gzera of Shema Yischait by plugging a barrel with a shmata? So the Or Sameach answers the question and says, Enechanami, Rashi before, in the sugya before, doesn't say that the reason why it's going to be asur is because of gzera Shema Yischait. He's going to say that the reason why it's asur is because there's a libun, there's a kibos, and that's the reason why you're not allowed to put this shmata into the barrel. However, I found that the Nishmas Adam in Klal Beis, Chelik Beis, I'm sorry, Klal Yodalid, he says the following. He says, if you medayik in the Lashon of Rashi, Rashi seems to say you need two conditions in order to say that you're not going to be chayiv, you're going to be potter when I do this type of schita. One is that the juice, the mashka that I'm squeezing out was legadal b'seicham, and that, in a chanami, in the sugya, l'el, on the kuf memal, if you don't have that, because whatever you're squeezing out of the shmata, they're not growing the shmata. And the second thing is that the mashke should not be coming out from the kvashim. Meaning, if you medayik in the words of Rashi, Rashi doesn't just say that the reason why over here on potter is because l'gal al b'seichan. Rashi says, she'ena mashke azeh yotze min ha-kvashim. Meaning it's not part of the kvashim. It didn't become nivla in the kvashim. It's sort of kanos. It's gathered there. It's sitting in its own pouch. Masha'en came by a shmata. There, the yayin will get into the actual shmata. So even though it's like gadal b'seichan, but I'm not going to have the other tanai. I'm going to be missing the other tanai that I need, that it shouldn't be asur midei raisa. So again, I need two tanayim in order to say that the schit is not asur midei raisa. First of all, that it wasn't gadal b'seichan. It didn't come from there. And second of all, it's not nivla. It's not absorbed in the fruit or in the shmata. In the shmata, in the sugya before, it's going to be absorbed. Therefore, it's going to be usher to stick the shmata to plug the barrel. And the Nishmas Adam says that Rashi over here is Lishitase. Because Tosfos says that the reason why Kvashim Lemein is Pater Avalasar is because Rav says only Zesim and Anovim are going to be Chayev Midai Raisa. Rav Latayme, the Amalek, come on, Vartoira, Eino Chayev, Elo Al Druchas, Zesim Vanovim. The Nishmas Avim says that Tosfos, that Rashi couldn't say like Tosfos. Because Rashi says that the Tanai of Druchas, Zesim Vanovim is Orche, whether it's Orche or not. Anything that's not Orche is going to be Pater. You're not going to have that Chayev Midai Raisa. So, something which is orche, like kvashim, it's the derech for you to squeeze out the juice, lememeyan, you want to have the juice that's inside the vegetable, that's going to be chayim midei raisa. So Rashi couldn't say that the reason why kvashim shesachta lememeyan are pater aval asr, like Tosfos says, because Rav L'Taimei says later on that only zesim anavim are chayim midei raisa. Rashi holds that anything that the derech is to be seichet is Chayiv midei raisa. Therefore, Rashi had to say that the reason why kvashim lemeyan are pater aval aser is because ein hakvashim yotze mehen shalei gadal b'seichan. I have these two tanayim. First of all, they didn't grow there. The water didn't grow with the vegetable. Didn't come from the vegetable itself. And second of all, it's not nivla. It's not yotze. And therefore, you're going to be pater. Have a wonderful day.